one of your people, Maggie Lau, came to visit us in January.
多謝你哋嘅支持，金錢上嘅支持，同埋你哋嘅禱告，同埋你哋有位姊妹Maggie 咧，曾經到過我哋英國嗰度探訪。
When we left, the picture on your left is what we looked like.
喺左手邊咧就係我哋以前初頭嗰陣時點樣樣啦。
As you can see, I had more hair then.
我當以前多好多頭髮。
But now God has blessed us. Our children have grown, and we have three grandchildren.
神好祝福我哋，我哋有啲細路哥都長大，我哋甚至有三個呢個孫。
And they all live in England.
佢哋全部都喺英國嗰度居住。
So we fly back to England on June 5th.
我哋翻六月五號就翻返去英國。
And then we officially retire on June 30th.
我哋就正式咧就喺六月三十號就會退休。
So we'll be moving to be near our family there.
我亦都會搬翻去近我啲屋企人。
The next slide, please. Many of you have been praying for one of our projects there.
你哋曾經為我哋嘅工作咧係不斷嘅祈禱。
Which was a community center called Open Door Friendship Center.
这个呢就是我们其中一个社区的活动叫做 Open Door Friendship Center.
This is in a very Muslim part of the city.
这个是很多回教徒聚居的地方。
And people come in from the community, we serve them in the name of Christ.
这些人呢进来我们的社区那里那我们就支持他们。
We offer them tea or coffee. We also have classes like English, computers, sewing.
我哋就服務佢哋啦，我哋招呼佢哋有咖啡啦，甚至乎我哋教佢啦言語甚至乎電腦。
And we pray for opportunities to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋亦都祈禱有機會將福音傳俾佢哋。
And God gives those opportunities.
神亦都俾嗰啲機會我哋。
For many years we've been praying that God would raise up a British couple to be the managers.
我哋咧都為咗神喺我哋中間興起一個英國人，係嚟到繼續我哋嘅工作。
And God answered your prayers.
神亦都答應咗我哋嘅祈禱。
And in January, this couple Tim and Jess Steele, we handed over the keys to them.
喺今年一月咧，我哋咧就將正正式式咧將我哋嘅工作咧交俾呢位英國嘅夫婦。
And my wife and I are still trustees of this center.
我同我太太咧，仲係嗰個信託人喺呢個 center 喺呢個中心。
So we'll still be praying for it.
我哋繼續為呢事祈禱。
The next slide, please. One of the ladies that comes in to visit weekly is a lady next to Irene, my wife.
有一位時常嚟我哋度嘅咧，就係一個女士，係喺我太太 Irene 隔離。
And I will call her Sarah.
佢個名叫做 Sarah.
She's a Pakistani grandmother like Irene. Irene's not Pakistani.
佢係一個巴基斯坦籍嘅祖母。
And each week when Irene has the English class, she always includes a Bible story with it.
當正 Irene 去教英文嗰陣時咧，佢通常咧都預備一個聖經嘅故事。
And Sarah always says, "Oh, that was such a good story."
Sarah 咧成日都話：哦，呢個係一個非常好嘅故事。
We don't know where her heart is, but we know that she's very interested in Jesus.
我唔知佢嘅心點啦，但係我哋知道佢都有興趣認識耶穌。
So please pray for her.
請為佢祈禱。
There are a few believers that used to be Muslims that are now Christians.
有好幾個以前係回教徒，而家已經成為基督徒啦。
One of them is the man with me. His name is Ayman.
有其中一位咧，就係有喺我隔離嗰位男士，佢叫 Ayman.
And he's from Libya.
佢喺利比亞嚟嘅。
He became a Christian a few years before we met him.
佢成為喺我哋。未認識佢之前幾年前咧，就係一位變咗一位基督徒。
But we've had the privilege to help him grow in his faith in Christ.
我哋有機會咧幫佢喺神嘅話嗰度嚟到成長。
So appreciate your prayer for him.
我哋亦都多謝你為佢哋祈禱。
And then the last slide, please. So just if you remember to pray for us, these would be some things we would appreciate your prayers about.
如果你哋想为我哋祈祷咧，以下就系嗰啲祈祷事项啦。
For the Friendship Center and for the Steels who are managing it.
在我們那個中心那裡呢，那位英國的朋朋友呢，Mr. and Mrs. Steel 呢，就是他們會繼續我們的工作在那個中心那裡。
And for God to continue to provide for the needs there.
求神繼續給他們有中心的供應。
And Maggie Lau actually visited the center in January.
Maggie 曾經在一月去過那個中心。
And then pray for our team. We have been leading the team since early around 2002. Sorry. We've been leading our Reach Global mission team since about 2002.
我們帶領我們那個團呢，是由2002年我們已經帶領這個我們那個隊工的了。
So we've passed off the leadership to them as well.
我哋而家將我哋嘅責任咧，就交俾佢哋。
And they are involved in a couple of church replants.
佢哋亦都喺一部分嘅教會嘅嗰度增長。
And of course, pray for Muslims to follow Jesus.
亦都為嗰啲回教徒繼續跟隨耶穌。
And MBB means Muslim Background Believer.
MBB 就是回教的信徒。
And then pray for our future. We will be moving to Nottingham where our grandchildren are.
我們呢就會搬去 Nottingham， 在我們仔女那裡。
And we still want to be involved in Muslim ministry but a different capacity.
我們都還想做回教的工作，但是在一個不同的崗位上面。
So we are seeking God's direction.
我們也都尋求神的帶領。
Thank you.
多謝。
Okay, now I will share from God's Word, the book of Jonah.
咁今日咧，我哋喺約拿書嗰度咧，同大家分享信息。
For quite some time, news kept arriving from the Middle East.
好多時候咧，有我哋聽到喺中東來嚟嘅消息
，telling about a large, expanding nation.
有一個好擴大嘅國家
，a wicked, brutal, even barbaric people.
那些人是很殘暴啦，或者甚至乎很原始兇惡。
Especially cruel to prisoners.
他們特別對那些囚犯是很兇惡。
Torturing and beheading anyone who they did not like or who opposed them.
虐待他們，甚至乎斬他們的頭。
There was much fear of these people.
他們很多人都很害怕這些人。
Does this sound familiar?
這個是不是很熟悉呢？
Do thoughts of ISIS perhaps come to mind?
你哋會唔會諗住呢啲就係 ISIS 咧？
Well, actually, I'm referring to events that happened around 750 years before Jesus was born.
但事實上咧，我哋係講緊咧係主前750年嘅事件。
The barbaric nation I'm referring to was Assyria.
個我所講個原始國家咧，就係呢個亞述國。
Their capital was Nineveh.
他們的首都就是尼尼微，
which is ironically an area where ISIS also held power.
亦都是很奇妙咧，佢哋亦都係同樣喺 ISIS 嘅地方。
And God's people in Israel were aware of the Assyrians' brutality.
嗰啲以色列人，當時嘅以色列人咧就好明白嗰陣時嗰啲亞述人嘅兇惡啦。
The Assyrians were despised and feared.
嗰啲人咧係即係嗰啲以色列人咧，好驚嗰啲亞述人。
Stories are something we can readily identify with。
有啲故事咧，我哋好容易認同咧。
And everybody knows the story of Jonah。
我哋都好知道咧約拿嘅故事。
God called him to go to Nineveh to preach to the Assyrians。
神咧就叫佢去尼尼微城咧去傳神嘅福音。
To warn them that they would be destroyed because of their wickedness.
去警告佢哋咧，就係因為如果佢繼續係咁咧，佢哋會被毀滅。
There are significant lessons for Jonah and for Israel.
呢個係一個好重要嘅嘅事情咧，係教訓呢個以色列。
Particularly at a time when they had suffered much misery and death at its northern border with Assyria.
特別係嗰陣時咧，佢哋咧係好即係有好多人係好慘痛咧，甚至乎咧係有好多人咧係被殺喺北邊嗰度。
And there are timeless lessons for us, the church.
亦都咧，依個咧亦都係一個無時間限制嘅故事，係教訓我哋嘅教會。
Jonah doesn't do anything great.
呢個約拿咧唔係做咗好多好奇妙嘅事。
He's not a hero to admire and a bit incompetent.
佢唔係一個好大英雄，亦都係能力唔係好夠。
And even when he does it right, he does it wrongly.
雖然佢做事做得啱咧，但係佢用錯嘅方法去做。
Actually, he is someone that perhaps most of us can identify with.
有時咧，我哋都自己都認同，我哋都好似佢咁。
But the whole time, God is working to accomplish His purposes in Jonah and through him.
但係咧，神咧亦都係透過約拿咧去完成佢嘅工作。
We don't have time to read the book, but let me give you a quick overview.
嗱，我哋冇時間咧去讀成本約拿書啦，但係等我俾你一個好簡單嘅介紹。
In chapter 1, God commissions Jonah to preach judgment to the wicked people of Nineveh.
在第一課的時候，神就叫約拿去告訴尼尼微人，他們的惡行就將會有審判。
But Jonah rebels against God's plan and runs away.
但是約拿就背叛神的話，神的計劃，他也自己去逃跑。
He boards a ship sailing the opposite direction.
他搭了一隻船，是在相反方向行的。
Then God sends a great storm that threatens the ship and everyone on it.
但是神呢就被一個大風暴去吹那隻船，令到呢那隻船有危險，同埋坐喺度嘅人都有危險。
The sailors learn that the storm is a result of Jonah's disobedience to his God.
那些船夫呢，身邊都知道呢，那個大風暴呢，都是因為佢因為約拿呢唔聽神嘅話。
And Jonah's God was our God.
約拿嘅神就係我哋嘅神。
The sailors pray to Jonah's God for forgiveness and then toss him overboard to save the ship and their skins.
咁嗰啲船夫咧就去向神祈禱啦，向約拿嘅神祈禱啦，同埋咧就將佢拋咗喺海度。
And the storm immediately stops.
咁嗰個風暴咧就即刻停咗啦。
The sailors believed and worshipped God.
嗰啲船夫咧相信咧，同埋亦都去敬拜神。
And God prepares a great fish to swallow Jonah.
咁神咧亦都預備咗一條大魚咧去吞咗呢個約拿。
So we begin chapter 2 with Jonah having run away from God in the belly of the great fish.
咁喺第二課嗰度咧就講到咧約拿咧就離開去逃避神啦。咁佢就走咗入去嗰條大魚嘅肚嗰度啦。
He realizes that what has happened is God's doing.
他明白到咧，呢啲係神嘅作為。佢點解喺個魚肚入邊
？He then prays to God from within the fish.
咁佢喺個魚嘅肚嗰度咧，就向神祈禱啦。
And God delivers him when the fish coughs him up.
咁神咧就拯救咗佢，就喺佢就喺條魚度咧噴咗出嚟啦。
Having learned his lesson, Jonah is now ready to do God's will.
學咗呢個功課之後咧，約拿咧而家就係知道咧佢要去做神嘅計劃。
In chapter 3, the Lord again commissions Jonah to preach judgment to the wicked people of Nineveh.
咁喺第三課咧，神亦都叫約拿咧去宣告神嗰個審判咧，去嗰啲尼尼微城嘅人。
Jonah obeys this time. He goes to Nineveh. And proclaims God's message that they would be destroyed in 40 days.
咁約拿咧就聽神嘅話啦，咁佢就真係去尼尼微城，就話神嘅信息，如果佢會喺40日之內咧係去傾覆呢個尼尼微城。
The people of Nineveh believed God's message from Jonah, and they are moved to repentance, even the king.
嗰啲尼尼微城嘅人咧，相信神嘅話。咁佢哋咧，亦都去悔改，甚至乎嗰個皇帝咧都一樣悔改。
So they all fast and pray, hoping God will spare them.
咁佢哋咧都一路祈禱啦，佢哋亦都叫希望神咧係去饒恕佢哋。
The Lord takes notice, shows mercy to the Ninevites, and relents of the disaster He had intended to bring on them.
神呢就聽了他們的禱告，也都沒有將災難帶給他們。
Jonah's mission was a success. Souls that were headed for destruction were now saved.
我們看回約拿 的工作是非常成功，那些靈魂呢將其實呢會被毀滅呢，現在呢就是得到拯救了。
You would think that Jonah would have been elated.
那我們會不會覺得約拿會很開心呢？
But in chapter 4, we're surprised to see that Jonah was very angry.
在第四課呢，我們看到約拿呢就非常之憤怒
了。Why?
為什麼呢？
Because it says Jonah knew that God was gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and would be merciful to the Ninevites.
咁雖然咧，佢知道咧，約拿知道神有憐憫啦，有恩典啦，不輕易發怒啦，仲有豐盛嘅慈愛。
In fact, Jonah is so angry that he wants to die.
佢嬲到一個地步咧，佢差唔多想死。
Jonah then goes outside the city limits and sits down to watch what will happen next.
咁佢去咗城外咧，就坐低想睇下之後有咩事會發生。
Jonah still had not learned.So God then teaches him an object lesson.
So he still 未學到佢嘅功課，咁神亦都要教佢另外一個功課啦。
First, he provides a plant to give Jonah some shade, which made him happy.
咁神咧就俾咗一個蓖麻俾佢咧，係遮住佢，等佢咧唔好咁熱，咁佢就好開心啦。
But the next day, God sends a worm to destroy the plant, and then sends a scorching easterly wind, and Jonah becomes exhausted.
咁喺第二日咧，神咧就係用一條蟲咧，係咬爛咗嗰個蓖麻，咁同埋咧，亦都俾啲好熱嘅東風嚟到吹佢，整到佢咧好即係個氣都喘埋。
Jonah again sulks, wishing he could die。
咁佢好唔開心，佢甚至乎咧即係好想死。
The whole account ends with a question when God says。
咁呢件事咧就係有一個問題啦，就神咧就問佢啦。
You are angry about a plant, and indeed you felt sorry for it.
你為咗一個蓖麻，你咁唔開心啊，同埋你覺得即係好，即係為佢啊，即係個蓖麻得到毀滅咧，你好啊，覺得好啊，即係啊唔開心。
But should you not have similar pity on the 120,000 people of Nineveh who are living in spiritual darkness?
你應唔應該為嗰120,000嘅喺屬靈黑暗嘅尼尼微人嘅嚟覺得傷心咧？
So what are some of the lessons that we can learn from Jonah?
在這裡我們學到什麼呢?
Looking at chapter 1, a good title would be Running Away from God.
在我們如果看第一課呢，一個好的題目呢，就是說我們去走離開神。
Jonah ran away from God because he didn't want to do what God wanted him to do.
他離開神呢，因為他不想做神要他做的事。
He disobeyed for several reasons.
他不聽神的話呢，有幾個理由。
He was likely afraid of the brutal Ninevites.
他可能呢，他很害怕那些微城人那些的兇惡啦。
His view of God was limited.
他對神的認識呢，可能是很有限。
Instead of traveling eastward to Nineveh, he caught a ship going the opposite direction to present-day Spain.
他應該就去東邊搭船啦，但他就去另外一去搭咗船去另外一邊，就去西班牙嗰邊。
It was as though he thought God wouldn't know where he was.
佢以為神都唔知佢去咗邊度。
And his view of God was constricted as well.
佢對於神嘅認識咧，可能係非常嘅狹窄。
The Israelites had a constricted view of their chosenness.
嗰個以色列人咧，對佢哋嘅揀選咧，就係好即係嘅見識咧係好狹窄。
They viewed the rest of humanity or Gentiles as outcasts and basically out of luck as far as God's blessings were concerned.
佢對於嗰啲外邦人咧，覺得佢哋係放逐嘅人，同埋佢哋亦都覺得佢哋咧，可能你哋係即係你冇神嘅拯救，你哋係唔好彩啦。
They failed to see that throughout the Old Testament they were to be a light to the nations.So that people would turn away from their false gods to the one true God worshipped by Israel.
他們看不到呢，在舊約那陣時呢，他們應該是為神去做光，讓其他的人呢，都可以認識神。
So Jonah ran away from God and wanted to keep him at a comfortable distance.
所以咧，佢自己咧啊中啊呢、这個約拿咧離開咗神，亦都係喺一個好即係舒服嘅誒，佢離開神係一個擺自己喺一個好即係舒服嘅地方。
Sometimes we're that way as also, and we try to avoid God and what He is asking us to do.
我哋好多時都係咁樣，我哋可以係即係唔理神，我哋去叫我哋要做乜嘢。
But you cannot run away from God.
但係我哋知道我哋唔可以走離開神。
And sometimes our view of God and His purposes is limited or even distorted.
有時我哋對神嘅嗰、那個對我哋嘅使用咧係好有好嘅錯有啲錯覺。
Irene and I have had many challenges over our 23 years of ministry to Muslims in Birmingham and very little fruit.
我同Irene 咧，雖然喺呢個回教工作咗23年咧，但有時我哋都覺得我哋唔係做到好多嘢。
I confess that at times I've been cynical, even questioning if God really wants to save them or if He can.
有時咧，我都諗緊係我究竟神係咪真係要我去拯救呢啲人，去幫呢啲人咧？抑或神究竟可唔可以咧
？Maybe you felt that about some of your own family members.
有時我哋都諗緊，我哋對我自己屋企人係咪都係咁咧
？So it's very important that we learn from Scripture all we can about God and His character, His purposes and promises, to guard against unbelief or a distorted view of Him.
所以我哋真係要明白到聖經神係明白神嗰、那個位格啦，佢對我哋嘅目的啦，同埋佢嘅應許，同埋係我哋要點樣嚟到去即係唔俾我哋唔認相信聖經教導嘅教導我哋。
The Bible says He is not willing that any should perish, but that He desires all to come to repentance.
聖經教導我神唔願意任何人即係滅亡啦。但係佢希望每一個人都可以得救。
Sometimes we are afraid of doing what He wants us to do.
有時我哋好驚做神要我哋做嘅嘢。
Who is your Nineveh?
邊個係你哋嘅尼尼微咧
？What do you run from?
我哋想點樣即係逃跑咧
？Who are you afraid of?
你怕啲乜嘢咧
？Is there someone God is wanting you to reach out to? Someone perhaps very different than you?
是不是神要你去跟一些人傳福音是跟你很不同的呢
In chapter 2 we see Jonah running back to God
第二課我們看到約拿回到神那裡
God had used the storm to get Jonah's attention and He used the fish to spare Jonah's life
神用一個風暴去提醒這個約拿也都是用一條魚呢去救了他
Sometimes God has to bring us through deep waters to cause us to look up to Him and to cry out to Him.
有時咧，神亦都係用同樣嘅方法嚟教訓我哋，等到我哋翻返去佢度。
Can you perhaps identify?
我哋有冇同樣嘅認同咧
？We see Jonah praying to God from his heart, telling God how he felt, confessing, repenting, acknowledging God's chastening, promising to obey and worship, longing to be close to God again.
我哋睇到咧，約拿咧係同向神祈禱啦，佢話俾神聽佢嘅感受啦，佢認罪悔改啦，亦都去聽從應許去聽從神咧，去敬拜神。
It's okay to tell God how you feel。
我哋好就冇問題啦。如果我哋我哋話俾神聽我哋嘅感受。
Good and bad, just look at the Psalms。
不論好或者壞，你試下睇下呢個詩篇。
So when you're feeling discouraged, you can even pray the Psalms to God.
如果你覺得你自己有好沮喪嘅時候咧，我哋亦都可以用詩篇教導嚟去向神祈禱。
So God answers Jonah and causes the fish to cough him up.
神答應約拿咧，就令到嗰條魚咧，將佢嘔咗出嚟。
Sometimes when God has wanted me to go visit someone or witness to an individual.I've resisted, I've drugged my feet, and I've tried to ignore him.
有時咧，神要我去見某一個人咧，或者去同佢見證咧，好多時咧，我都唔係好想去，或者有時咧唔聽神講。
Sometimes I was frightened.
有時我驚啦。
Sometimes I was just too busy.
或者係好忙啦。
But eventually, by His grace, I repent and say to God, "Okay, I'm willing to do this." But I need your peace and courage.
心尾咧，我透過佢嘅恩典咧，咁我自己悔改啦，我亦都求神我話神我 OK， 我願意去做，但係我需要你俾我平安同埋勇氣。
And God answers and gives the grace I need.
神亦都答應我禱告，亦都俾恩典我去做。
So is there something that God is calling you to repent of?
有冇一啲嘢係神叫你去悔改嘅咧？
Maybe doing things your own way.
或者你好多時淨係做你自己認為啱嘅嘢。
Or perhaps fear or anxiety.
或者有時好驚。
Or even hatred towards others.
或者唔中意嗰啲人。
Or maybe failing to see people from God's perspective with eyes of faith.
或者我哋睇唔到從神嘅眼光去點樣睇其他人。
In chapter 3, Jonah is running with God now.
在第三課嗰陣時咧，約拿咧就係同神一齊去走。
And God gave Jonah a second chance and commanded him again to go preach judgment against Nineveh.
神亦都俾佢第二個機會咧，去叫佢咧去將佢嘅審判咧話俾嗰啲未神嘅人聽。
It seems that God wanted to use him in spite of himself.
神係想用佢，就唔係想自己出手。
He certainly is.Tries to use me in spite of myself sometimes.
Yeah, 有時好似神都係想用我，即係唔係佢自己真係去做。
And God also gives the Ninevites a second chance.
神亦都俾你哋人咧第二次機會。
It's amazing that the entire nation repented, including the wicked king.
好奇妙，全城嘅人咧都悔改，連嗰個國王都係咁樣。
When God saw the repentant hearts, He did not carry out the judgment Jonah had proclaimed against Him.
神當睇到佢哋悔改嘅時候咧，佢冇將佢嘅審判擺喺佢哋嗰度。
God can indeed save the least likely.
神亦都可以救到最低微嘅人。
The Apostle Paul is such an example.
好似保羅就亦都係一個好嘅例子啦。
He had persecuted the church to death, and yet God miraculously saved him.
佢逼迫教會，但神亦都拯救佢。
A large number of Iranian Muslims have become Christians throughout the world in recent years.
好多伊朗嘅回教徒咧成為基督徒喺全世界。
And studies show that in the West, Muslims have come to Christ because of three major factors.
咁有啲統計咧就話咧喺呢個西方咧國家咧好多回教徒認識耶穌有三個主要理由。
Number one, they know a genuine Christian.
佢知道嗰啲係真心嘅基督徒。
They've heard the word of God.
聽到神嘅話。
And God sometimes has done miraculous things in their lives.
神喺佢哋中間咧行奇事。
A dream or a vision or even an amazing answer to prayer.
喺一個夢嗰度，或者亦都係答應佢哋嘅禱告。
So God can and indeed does save Muslim people.
所以神可以亦都一定會拯救嗰啲回教徒。
But what does He save them from?
佢點樣拯救佢咧
？Well, we see here judgment is a certainty.
嗱，我哋睇到咧審判咧就一定有噶啦。
And heaven and hell, we know from Scripture, are realities.
咁同埋咧天堂與地獄咧亦都係真實嘅。
But the gospel of Christ transforms lives and society.
但係咧，喺聖經咧就話係耶穌咧係會轉變人生同埋國家同埋社會。
It also brings the hope of eternal life.
亦都俾有永生嘅盼望。
Is God giving you another chance to reach out to someone with His message of hope?
神有冇俾一個機會你去講呢啲説話俾人聽咧？
To borrow from the book of Esther, it may be that God has put you in contact with someone for such a time as this to tell them about Jesus.
我想透過呢個以斯帖記啦，或者神咧係擺你喺呢個情形之下咧，將叫你咧係將神嘅信息講俾其他人聽。
So chapters 1, 2, and 3, to recap, could be called running away from God, running back to God, and running with God.Chapter 4 would be running ahead of God.
在第一、二、三嗰度咧，就係佢講到係約拿咧，係走離開神啦， 第二章 就回到神那裡， 第三章 就是跟神一起走， 我們現在講到第四章 就是他還走得比神快。
When Jonah realized that God was going to spare judgment on the Ninevites, he became very angry.
當正若拿知道神懲罰那些尼尼微城的人，他就很不開心了。
He said, I knew it. I knew you would be merciful to these people.
他說我知道你一定會對那些人有憐憫。
He didn't like the fact that God spared them.
他不喜歡神懲罰他們。
In modern day language, Jonah was actually a racist, a hyper-nationalist.
很多時候如果在現代的語言來說，約拿可能是一個對種族有歧視的人。
He had not wanted to go to Nineveh because he knew God would have mercy on his enemies.
他不想去尼尼微，就是因為他知道神對他的敵人有憐憫。
He did not want their repentance, he wanted their doom.
他不想他們有機會悔改，他不想他們有好的命運。
This is quite contrary to Jesus' teaching and example.
這就是跟神的教訓是很相反的。
We are to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us.
我們要愛我們的敵人，我們亦都為他們祈禱。
But Jonah was a hardliner, and he thought God was too soft.
他是一個死硬派的人，但是他覺得神是太過好人了。
So he goes outside the city to sulk.
他去城外那裡靜坐。
And because he still had not learned his lesson.
他還學不到他的功課。
So God is gracious to him in providing the shade, but then he causes the plant to die to challenge his self-centeredness.
神就放在他在一個陰的地方，讓他遮到他，讓他有得遮，但是後來也讓被麻死了。
When the plant dies, Jonah gets very angry again.
當被麻死了之後，他很不開心。
And ironically, he feels pity for the plant, but not for the Ninevites.
他不開心被麻死了，但是他對那些尼尼微城的人無動於衷。
God rebukes him and says, You feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing to put it there. It came quickly and died quickly, but Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness, not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city?
神就這樣說他了，這被麻不是你栽種的，也不是你栽培的，一夜發生，一夜乾死，你倘若愛惜，何況這尼尼微大城。 其中不能分辨左手右手的有12萬人，並有許多牲畜，我豈能不愛惜呢？
God's nature is gracious, merciful, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness.
神是有恩典、有慈愛、不輕易發怒，且有豐盛的慈愛。
He's willing to relent when there is repentance.
他是願意去放棄懲罰我們。
He wants to save people, even those we might discount.
他亦願意拯救任何人，甚至乎有些我們未必是喜歡的。
And so the story of Jonah ends with that hanging question, should I not feel sorry for that people?
這件事情讓我們思想，我們應不應該為那些不值得的人傷心呢？
Are there people in your sphere of influence that God wants to save?
有沒有一些人在你的圈子裡面，神要拯救他呢？
I believe God brings the mission field to our doorstep that they might have greater opportunity to hear about Jesus.
我認為神是令到宣教的工作去到我們的門前，以致更多人可以聽到神的話語。
It may be even that God has brought Muslim refugees to the West, to the Bay Area, to be your neighbor.
有可能我們知道很多回教的人被帶到去，因為他們政治的理由帶到去西方，可能他們已經住在我們的附近隔離。
Are you willing to put up with some discomfort so that they can hear about Jesus from you?
你願不願意有些不舒服去接納他們呢？亦都將福音跟他們說呢？
Or do you struggle with prejudice or racism towards your neighbor?
你抑或仲係有歧見或者有歧視對於嗰啲人呢？
Are you fearful towards Muslims or others?
或者你會唔會對佢哋有啲畏懼呢？
It may be that God wants to use you for such a time as this.
或者神喺呢段時間咧係想用你。
Thank you.
多謝。